Thank you for joining us, everyone. This is Sergeant Joseph Goldsmith with Command Sergeant Major Cape, and we have a self-study hip pocket training for you today. So some of them are lighter readings, some of them are kind of dense, but ultimately they are here and they are going to help you in your time within any state defense force or state guard. And also, as we go through these, down in the description are going to be the links for any of these materials that you can find online. So right out the gate, all new members coming in specifically to the South Carolina State Guard will receive the South Carolina State Guard New Members Handbook. Okay, it looks like this, and you will receive that while at IET Initial Entry Training up at FMRC. Under the command of Sergeant Major Cabe. And then it just kind of goes over a little bit of everything from organizational structure to, you know, ribbons and common courtesies. It's literally like an orientation packet.
Sergeant, one of the things about the new members handbook that I think is significant, we try to keep that thing up to date. When there are changes in our procedures, when there are changes in the Army's procedures, we try to bring it up to date on our website. So that's usually the most current information that is available.
And also, too, the nice part is on the last page of this document for everybody going through, there's also a reference list of reading materials. So that's just another way that you can find access to this information, or at least where to find it. Next, officers. So the Army Officer's Guide, 54th edition is current by Colonel Robert D'Alessandro. Chapters 1 through 3 are important. And there we have it. So nice big red cover. Sergeant Major, anything to note in that edition?
Well, what you need, the one that I have is the 53rd edition, and I think there's been another one since that. But for State Guard people, those chapters that you mentioned are the important ones. There's a lot of other stuff in there that applies to the U.S. Army and is not applicable to us. But those few chapters that you mentioned are the significant ones that our people need to be aware of.
Enlisted personnel. The Non-Commissioned Officer Guide, TC7-22.7, January 2020, okay? This is March, actually. I have the March 2021. this is the most up-to-date NCO guide that we have. And then also the 3-meter zone by Command Sergeant Major J.D. Pendry, and Guardians of the Republic by Ernest F. Fisher Jr. So the non-commissioned officer is great. It does rack off what it is to be an NCO, the NCO creed, which you can find the NCO creed all over the internet, YouTube. I've actually done one of the ones that loops just that way you can get it memorized. You know, qualifications of an NCO, physical fitness, you know, what the duties are, things of that nature.
The one that you mentioned about the 3-meter zone by Sergeant Major Pendry, that's a really good reference for anybody. It is a good leadership reference. It's good common sense stuff. I just discovered that book not too long ago, and it's an excellent little reference book. It looks like this, and it's something that's worth reading whether you are an NCO or not.
How about Guardians of the Republic? Would you happen to have that?
I do have Guardians of the Republic, another good book. This is really, it's not instructional so much as it is a history of the NCO Corps. Those of you who have been in my classes know that Baron von Steuben was considered to be the father of the NCO Corps, and this traces the history of the Army NCO from that time up till the present day.
Could you tell us a little bit about the general reading for military studies, for example, like The Art of War, The Drill Master of Valley Forge, things like that?
Well, The Drill Master of Valley Forge goes back again to von Steuben, and it's a history of how von Steuben came to this country how Washington found him and worked him into the system when Steuben was the first inspector general. And he was called the drill master of Valley Forge. This talks about him, his philosophy. It talks about his personal conduct, a lot of interesting things for those who are interested in history.
How about On War by von Clausewitz?
That is, and I have it here somewhere, if I can find it. Here it is. It's a massive volume. Von Clausewitz wrote several books, and all of them are put together in this thing, this compendium that is On War. It's difficult reading. It's better for serious scholars of military tactics and military history. Doesn't have a whole lot to do with what we do in a state defense force, but it's a good background to military thinking. Von Clausewitz was, some say, one of the greatest military tacticians ever.
And again, just to reemphasize that, all of these books, essays, etc., that deal with war, not an agenda for state guards and state defense forces. Just good reading to learn a little bit more about the history of the armed forces within the United States and abroad. So lastly, one of the things that isn't really discussed, but I think that is very important, other people that I've had conversation with, are the general orders. Okay. And if you're a prior military, you'll know your general orders. Okay. So your first general order: I will guard everything within the limits of my post and quit my post only when properly relieved. General order two. Okay. I will obey my special orders and perform all of my duties in a military manner. And then your third general order is: I will report violations of my special orders, emergencies, and anything not covered in my instructions to the commander of the relief. Now, again, state guard, state defense forces we're not armed. Okay. outside of your PMDs or your whoever your police detachment is, but this would still apply. Okay. If there is an emergency situation and you are given an order to go and guard a road that's maybe flooded out, but you know, it's around a turn and you know, a civilian might not necessarily know that it's, so your order is to stand there and guard that road and not let anybody through and don't leave. So you will guard that position. Okay. So that's where, I mean, that's just a rough example, but that is where I see general orders coming into play.
The whole idea of guard duty has developed into a sacred trust in U.S. military. And it's emphasized very strongly certainly in the Army, where my experience is. I was saying earlier that my very first guard duty was guarding an empty building with a baseball bat when I was a private E2 at Fort Lewis, Washington. But the Army takes guard duty very seriously, and these general orders have developed over time. These same three are the ones that have been used for certainly the last 40 or 50 years. And the Army certainly takes these duties seriously. So it's good to be familiar with the general orders.
Yes, indeed. Anything else for the good of the cause this morning, Sergeant Major?
Well, in terms of reference, there are a couple of other things that I wanted to mention. One of them is DA Pamphlet 670-1. DA Pamphlet 670-1 is the reference toward wearing the Army's uniform. I'm not suggesting that everybody ought to buy one of these things, but you can buy them online for, I don't know, $15, $20, something like that. If you do buy one, make sure you get the current version. They change frequently. This one is dated January 2021, and I think that is the most current one. But this is the reference for wearing the uniform. What you're going to have to do, though, is you're going to have to read the whole thing, because there are little pieces here that apply to this, and then more information that apply to the same thing way over in the book. So have to sort of get used to it. The other one is this, Training Circular 3-21.5. This is the Army's drill manual. There's a lot of stuff in here that we don't need in a state guard or a state defense force, but this is the reference to drill. Now, if you're in the South Carolina State Guard, there is this little reference that is available online. What this does is it pulls from the Army's drill manual those things that we most likely are going to be involved in a state defense force. So it's sort of a quick and dirty reference to Army drill.
And for you NCOs and officers out there, also don't forget that we also have methods of instruction. Okay. There's a lot of great information in here on leadership and how to handle certain scenarios and situations that it would be good for you to thumb through if you haven't done so already. There is an endless amount of information. We could sit here for hours and hours and hours and give it to you. But again, this is a hip pocket training. So I think at this point, if you have not had a chance to look at any of this information that was provided, I highly encourage you to do so. Check out the description below. If there is a hyperlink available, it will be there. If you like what you're seeing and what you're hearing, make sure you like, subscribe, and share. And we will see you in the next hip pocket training exercise.